I'm Zimin Xu, Dr. Z, Microsoft Architect Evangelist. We are here at TechEd 2010 at New Orleans. With me today is Joe Olson. We are going to talk about how to design SharePoint solutions for a global audience. But before we get started, Joe, can you introduce yourself?
Hey, everybody. Joel Olson, Quest Software. I do product strategy, SharePoint evangelism. Really try and get out there in the community. In fact, I travel quite a bit these days. You may actually know me from my blog. It's SharePointJoel.com.
Can you tell us what are the scenarios where organizations needed to really create a SharePoint solutions for multiple locations, in some cases a global sort of deployment?
You know, most of your enterprises that are global have offices all over. Usually it's not just everybody in the headquarters. And even with companies, they're usually spread out. It may be a plant, it may be the developers that are spread out, but essentially, more and more, the world is flat, and so essentially, we have different people in different locations, and often it's a team that's actually distributed where they need to share files, they need to share information, and SharePoint has this platform where information is being shared across dashboards and lists and libraries. SharePoint is often in that position of needing to be the intranet portal or the file sharing collaboration platform or whatever kind of information it is. SharePoint is that, essentially that platform people are using to share information.
What are the challenges or constraints in terms of deploying SharePoint solutions at a global scale?
Well, a lot of it comes down to one of the most common uses of SharePoint is collaboration. And not all files are created equally. A lot of people are actually doing AutoCAD. People are working with large PowerPoint documents, large Excel files, and it's actually speed of light problems. You know, trying to transfer data from one user to the next. They're both trying to get to that SharePoint site and download it, and it's not the contention. It's actually transferring those bits across the wire or loading a large page that's a dashboard, and it has to pull data from some line of business application. And so it's slow loading pages, it's downloading files slow or uploading files that are slow, and people are complaining about SharePoint. So essentially it's getting that data across the wire, and it's latency, it's bandwidth, it's utilization, people running video, and often it's actually fairly expensive to upgrade those links. So it's not just a matter of, well, you need to just get a better network, because those users might be in South America or in Africa or in India, and what is the connectivity to where the SharePoint servers are?
So what you're saying that it's not just necessarily SharePoint a technology issue, it's really a bunch of other things, network latency, bandwidth, all that, plus some regulations, maybe you can't really share files and all that. Is that correct?
That's definitely correct. And and it's very common for companies to want to have an intranet where everybody can go and get their information. And SharePoint is definitely positioned as the intranet app. But as well, even line of business data, people want to be able to get the data. They want the source of the truth. And SharePoint tries to provide that data. And it isn't just SharePoint now. Other portals have definitely been in the same position. Other file sharing collaboration apps have been in that position. And it is that challenge of getting the data distributed or getting that data down to the users where it's timely. Users can interact with it. They're not waiting around and complaining, SharePoint's slow. Even though that's really not the challenge. It's a number of things. It's that end-to-end network challenge.
I love what Microsoft has done to make this process a little easier, a little better. And also, from architecture perspective, from deployment perspective, what are the options available, to create, you call it design, deploy a SharePoint solution for a global audience?
I'll give you four things. Four things essentially that Microsoft has done in SharePoint 2010 to make the global experience better. First thing is SharePoint Workspace. Let's start there for a second. SharePoint Workspace is actually the new version of Groove, and we have a much better offline experience. And inside of SharePoint Workspace, we now have differencing. So the differencing essentially allows users to get not the full file delta download, they can actually get just changes. And they synchronize in the background. So you're the road warrior, the sales guy, You go to your appointment, you come back, people have changed the file, boom. It's going to can synchronize and give you the new file. Whether you worked on it online or offline, it can then synchronize back to SharePoint. So whether you're in South Africa or in South America or even just dial up or whatever, it knows how to be able to synchronize those files and you can update and so on. It's got a nice interface. Now, even on top of that, as the client and as the way for people to get a better network experience with SharePoint, on top of that, Microsoft has actually moved it down in the stack from the enterprise client license to the Pro Plus. So we'll actually see it more in situations where people have the EA. So from just the licensing perspective, it means more users are going to have access to SharePoint Workspace as a client. And it definitely ought to be part of companies' strategies when you've got small offices and you can't upgrade your links and you can't address it with network equipment and things like that. The next thing I would say, number two, is service applications. Now, in 2007, we had SSPs. The SSP was the shared service provider where you could consume search and you could have profiles, but its ability to be consumed across WAN was not there. There wasn't a lot of guidance, but essentially consuming the shared service provider over WAN links, not supported. Now in SharePoint 2010, we have profiles, we have search, the managed metadata service. There's a handful of services that actually can be published and consumed where farms essentially have trust, and those services can be consumed across WAN links. Now, there's not a lot of guidance yet on how much latency those services can be consumed by. But as well, in that scenario, people can actually consume profiles and search that has been synchronized with Active Directory and has crawled the data so that things don't have to be crawled twice. Now, number three. The third thing, we do have federated search. So federated search does allow you, each of these two farms that are out there, could independently index their data, and then you can actually have a search interface that presents up results from both of those locations. That way you're not crawling both farms, both ways, or even trying to transfer the index. And number four is really around the multilingual UI. A number of investments have been made to where you can add language packs, and a site doesn't have to just be one language anymore. Yeah, we had variations in 2007, but now we've actually got multilingual UI where your document library, your navigation, and so on can actually support multiple languages.
For a global audience, what really options would you recommend customers really should consider?
I would definitely say the idea of centralized farms is what we would call the utopia. From an administrator perspective, it's very nice to be able to have one farm where you manage everything. Now, obviously customizations and some of those things start to break up into multiple farms, and you can have specialized farms within a LAN. But when you start talking about global users, you've got users in Asia or users in Europe, and they're traveling across the WAN, downloading those files, wouldn't it be much better if they had SharePoint farms in Asia and Europe? Now, the other challenge on that is, well, what about replication? Couldn't we have replicas in Europe and Asia? And that's actually been something that users have been asking for a long time, and it has been a gap, but it's also something that it's one of those things where then you're going to have to manage multiple farms. So there's upsides and downsides, but as well, replication is a third-party area. There are multiple partners who provide solutions around that. The other part is analyzing, well, how can we actually improve the experience so that we don't have to have, there's centralized and there's regional essential deployments. And I'd say in the previous version, people even take it down to the next level and say, we don't even want to just have a handful of deployments, we want to have one in every office. And I would say that's the deployment I would definitely encourage people to avoid, is having SharePoint in every location. And why is that? It's collaboration. We want to encourage people to share information. We want to encourage people to be working on the same information. And discovery is very important. If there's a SharePoint farm in every office, you're defeating the purpose of SharePoint. They're not sharing files. They're not looking at each other's work. They're not looking at common dashboards. They're definitely not going to see the social features in SharePoint 2010 pop. that's why the exciting thing around SharePoint 2010 is these services and service applications and the idea that things can really be specialized and shared. Invest in your managed metadata and then consume it by your other farms. Invest in search and then leverage that service in your other farms. And I think it ends up being that global perspective that you can bring into, let's really invest in specialized services of our metadata, of our search, of our profiles and our people and our social experience with our My Sites and so on, and then bring that whole network together of, it doesn't matter where you are, you're connected into our global experience because you get a consistent experience. Even though the teams may have their data and their My Sites in their local regions for fast access to the farm in Asia, to the farm in Europe, and so on, but it gives you that experience of, we get bios in each of these farms that are synchronized. We get a common term store and taxonomy, but we can have a branch that is local and localized. In fact, that's one of the exciting things about taxonomy, is the idea that we can actually have support for multiple languages in our term stores.
As a decision maker, what would be the recommendation? Should really they go with centralized deployment, you know, versus regional? You know, can they go back and forth?
You know, I mentioned a minute ago that I do see central as the utopia. I do think there's a caveat to that. And one of those is people will then put all their eggs in one basket, and they'll forget about disaster recovery, and then they'll complain, well, it was so easy to manage when all our data was together. There's a lot of reasons why, for performance reasons, you might go from central to regional. But then as soon as people build that second farm, they want to start replicating all the data. The downside to that is you start taking your terabyte of data that's in your one farm, and you want to get that terabyte of data that's there, and then maybe it's actually 500 gigs of unique content in farm one, 500 gigs of unique content in farm two, and then they want to get that 500 gigs of each shared with the other farms, so they're trying to mirror their SQL environments. There are some creative solutions people have come up with, but think about 500 gigs traveling from the US to Europe. Not a good design, first off. Can't you find a data center that's a little bit closer so you can get your disaster recovery? Don't try and do regional and then mirror 500 gigs of data or a terabyte of data across lines like that. Your network team is going to kill you. But the other thing is, when you start looking at central versus regional, central really is that utopia of, it's going to be easier to manage, you got all your services, and yeah, you can do special things with your various web applications. The other thing, what you'll find in central is you can split out the farms where you're doing a portal and a farm for your intranet and line of business applications. You may do your collaboration on a different farm and then share services across those. But getting back to regional versus central, and can I go from one to the next? If you start with central and you decide to break off your services, yeah, you're probably going to somehow need to move those content databases out into those regions. But the challenge is you can't, right? How are you going to get that data over there? And how are you actually going to analyze that to find out those sites should actually be in Europe? Is it because someone in Europe created it? Well, what if the person in Europe created it was a project manager, but the team was actually in the Americas? So I would say it's actually tough to go from central to regional. It might actually be easier to go the other direction. Or you bring up a clean farm in Europe so the new site creation happens over in Europe. And those who have sites in your central are essentially requesting and saying, hey, can you back up and restore the site collection from this farm to this other farm? And I've definitely seen requests like that, where a project starts out being central, and then the team essentially gets brought together, and they're all members in Europe, and they realize, you know what, our site is in Redmond, but actually maybe it should be in Europe. You know, so it does end up being a question of, where should the data live? Well, it should live closest to where the people who are collaborating on it. What I find is you need to do some serious analysis on your network. The SharePoint guy needs to sit down with the network team. And what I really like to ask the network guys is, let's see the network map. Let's analyze where the data centers are so we first can see how things are laid out. And don't start as if you know, we're in the ether and we have to start from nothing, from start from scratch. Let's look at Active Directory. Let's look at Exchange. Where are those servers? Where were we with the previous version? What was the experience there? Do we have any web logs around the experience there? Can we survey the users to find out what their experience was against this app that was central versus the app that was distributed in a regional type of deployment? So I'd say don't start as if you know nothing. There are other applications. Maybe your SAP or some line of business is central. What is the people's experience with those pages and how big are they? Start with other web applications and learn from what other people have done. But don't feel like you have to do what they did as well. When I was on the SharePoint team at Microsoft, we felt like we were always wanting to get ahead of the Exchange team. They were in 20 locations, we were in 5. They went to 5, we would go to 3. And it was always, what are the data centers that the data center team is saying we're reducing data centers? Well, let's get ahead of them so they're not pushing us out of the data center. We're actually going to the prime data centers they're trying to consolidate to. And a lot of it is data center consolidation, network mapping, and so on. And your network team may actually tell you the best links are to these data centers. You need to have those conversations and find out what's going on. And as well, when you start saying, hey, there's third-party WAN accelerators or enhancements to our Cisco devices or whatever they are, you ought to be part of some of those conversations because you're essentially one of their biggest customers. SharePoint consumes traffic. It consumes some of the bandwidth. You're sitting right there with Active Directory and Exchange and a lot of the traffic that goes on, this file sharing stuff. Hey, you ought to be a first-class citizen. Maybe you can even get them to increase some of the links where you may get users complaining. Have you analyzed your support logs? I mean, on and on, where there's a lot of research you can do that should encourage you, just based on past experience, without even doing any future trying to guess, you can base a lot of this stuff on where you've been. So when someone says, why did we go central, or why did we put it in these 2 or 3 locations, you don't just have to say, well, I read a white paper and Microsoft said to do it. You've actually got the proof of what has happened in your organization that can help anybody who asks you defend, hey, we actually learned from Exchange, Active Directory, our SAP, our Oracle, whatever it was. We learned from those applications and we made a bet. And it was a very calculated bet. And we did some prototyping. We did some of our own testing and we realized that this is what we could do in terms of minimum performance levels, and now we've actually built an SLA around it.
One cool feature with SharePoint since probably the first version is the My Site, our personal site. Basically, it allows users to store documents, manage content, and maybe share content with other users. But one challenge with the multiple deployments, centralized versus regional, is that you have My Site with each deployment. Therefore, you want to manage, either you want to have one My Site or multiple My Sites. So what's your thoughts on that?
I agree with you in that if you're going central, you should have one My Site. Essentially, it'd be a rare exception where you try and have a My Site for a line of business even, where you're trying to build a dashboard. Even in those scenarios, it's more likely it's a page. Maybe it's a piece of a profile. It's not actually a full-on My Site. My Sites themselves are actually very important in SharePoint 2010. I've encouraged people that maybe in 2007 they're thinking about My Sites. They're so much different, so much better in SharePoint 2010 that if you've never considered a My Site, you have to in SharePoint 2010 because they become the social hub. It is your event feeds and activity feeds in terms of what you would see on your essentially the Facebook type of experience, but as well it's about tracking colleagues, it's about managing your expertise, it's expertise finding, and I actually kind of see it as this kind of, people collaborate on various sites that they own, their team sites, their project sites, but what cuts across all those things? Search is one. So search is great for discovery and gives you access to these various things, but what about the things you don't know what to search for? Well, that's where you want to find out what your colleagues are doing, and actually not just things from a couple of years ago. You actually want to find out what's going on now. And the social aspects of the MySite bring that together. Now, when you start talking about regional MySites, and what if we have more than one, because just seems of, just in terms of bandwidth, and you've determined that you're going to have a farm in the Americas, and one in Europe, and one in Asia, now essentially you've got this kind of regionalized deployment. What are you going to do for MySites? Well, there's actually still some decisions. You can do one set of MySites in the central and have that service be run. You go and get your MySite off of central and you reduce the amount of quota that you give there and you use it for expertise search. Or you could have MySites in the Americas for the Americans and you basically make it Americas, North and South America, domains, whatever, and you actually give rights for site creation to those people of those domains. Still, you're going to actually import and synchronize with Active Directory the data that's in those, across all domains. You're going to import the data so that when people do search, they can get information across all the users and all the bios are populated, but in terms of local storage, you have my sites for the users that are in those, in that one region. You're going to do the same thing in Region 2, the same thing in Region 3. Now, what you're going to get in SharePoint 2010 is Profile Sync, where each of these three regions are going to synchronize with Active Directory that has the updated bios, the updated profile information, the hierarchy, where you get the org structure from top down in each of these three regions. You don't have to go to Europe to find Europeans. But when you do search, that's where you do have to address the search issue of search across the various three locations. And search is going to help you cut across that experience. Your colleagues may be in those other various regions. So search is going to bring that data together. Social is going to bring that together. Now, what's interesting is there's a choice with your service applications. Are you going to have the profile service in each of these three locations? You may have a MySite hub in each of these three locations where the sites are local, but what about the profiles? Are you doing profile in central and then consuming in the other two locations where you get their social tags and where you get the profiles consumed from the central? And so you've got one provider and two consumers with trust from all three of them. Or are you going to do publish, 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 where you've actually got three instances of your profiles and the profile sync with Active Directory? Now, what's interesting is not all of those things have been flushed out yet. We just recently hit RTM. Microsoft is down the path of trying to figure out what's the best thing for how to manage my sites and should they be publishing. But guess what? They don't have the answer to both of those questions. They're going down the path of they've already got instances of MySite Hub in the Americas, MySite Hub in Europe, MySite Hub in Asia. So they've gone down the path already from their past of having MySite Hub in three locations and instances of that. They don't yet know what it's like to have one MySite Hub central. Now they are essentially doing that with Office. They've got a departmental type of portal where those users are distributed. So they do get kind of that experience as well, which is why you would find more than one instance of MySite at Microsoft. That's an example, more of a dog fooding type of scenario. But I think as well, we'll find things in the community where some of these global scenarios, somebody's done it one way, somebody's done it another way. Let's get those two guys together. Let's talk. Let's find out what the pros and cons are and find out some of these answers. What is the best practice? Guess what? Doesn't exist yet. So that's where it gets exciting. As people do things, they try things out. Share your experience. Blog about it. We want to hear it. That's what's so great about the SharePoint community is you can't know everything. People do different things. They choose different things. It's the choose your own adventure. And we need to hear these adventure stories so we can all get smarter.
Very helpful. I really enjoyed the conversation myself. Thank you so much again for your time.
Hey, thanks.